It's sports news skewered. The sports kebab.
The only time I've ever used the phrase "I'm so excited about the kebab" is right when I'm about to walk into a Greek restaurant. Let's just get that clear. That being said, here's Jared Garland.
I should change the name to the sports shawarma,
babe.
But this is the sports kebab brought to you by Paradise Ridge Dentistry, where we don't just inject Novocaine, we inject fun. Text tooth to 620-620 to find out more about Paradise Ridge Dentistry. Now, it has been a very weird day for me, because it actually began. I was briefly offered the chance to host the ESPYs next year, but then they figured out that I had too much charisma, personality, and energy. So, Luke, expect the call.
Oh, nice.
They might,
my big moments.
Go that direction.
Anyway, turned into a Luke Lipinski roast.
Vengeance will be mine.
Did you guys see Danica Patrick host? By the way, I mean, I've seen better comic timing in hostage videos. Okay, my goodness, some of those jokes though, they just fell flat. I mean, usually the only time Danica hears awkward silence like that is when she asks boyfriend Aaron Rodgers about his family. And some of those sketches during the ESPYs, too. I mean, I'm sure Aaron Rodgers thought that when he broke up with Olivia Munn, he'd finally be able to stop pretending to enjoy crappy acting. Then, I wake up this morning and I find out that due to a clerical error, I have been traded to the Brooklyn Nets. Okay? It's Jarrett with T's. I'm not going to fit in Brooklyn. I mean, mustaches look creepy on me. I don't like Mumford & Sons. I've never even eaten a vegan cupcake. Still, this is better than when I was brought into questioning by the Subway sandwich people last year. It's Jarrett, okay? J-A-R-R-E-T-T. That's my name. No. Of course, what I'm referring to is that show and fan favorite Jared Dudley was traded to the Brooklyn Nets today. And Gambo is reporting that they're trying to buy out Tyson Chandler as well. I mean, this Suns team, they are going to be young.
How young will they be?
I've seen older sports teams trapped in caves. Okay?
Wow.
I mean, this is a young team.
How young are they?
They are so young that
I
fear...
You're not going to participate, Luke?
No. Screw Jared.
I know. They're so young that I fear they'll get blown out in the second half of this game this year. Not because of their talent, but because half the players will be forced to go home due to curfew. You see? I mean, they're young, this team.
How young are they?
Okay, well, they're so young that at the end of games, instead of giving each other hugs, they'll give each other huggies.
Ooh.
Huggies! Ooh. Now, the only good thing about having so many under 21 players is you don't have to worry about them getting in trouble with Scottsdale nightlife. You know? Scottsdale Fortnite life, on the other hand, that might be where they... I mean, most teams appear on basketball cards. They're going to appear on Pokemon cards, is this young team, is what's going to happen. Now, they're going to have to change their name, the team spelling. They're going to have to change it from S-U-N-S to S-O-N-S because each game will feel like a take-your-child-to-work day. Okay? Now, they do have one veteran in Trevor Ariza. And at this point, he must feel like Anne Ramsey during the filming of Goonies. Goonies. Now, I do actually have high hopes for the Suns team, because if nothing else, they should be fun, and maybe this year, maybe this is finally the year that they'll be better than the Spurs, because times are a-changing for the Spurs. Seriously, this is a stable franchise whose previous biggest change was when Greg Popovich decided to cover his moon crater face with a scraggly Donald Sutherland beard.
Wow.
But now the Spurs have traded Kawhi Leonard to Toronto for DeMar DeRozan. Spurs fans give the trade a C, and Toronto fans give it an A.
They give it a what?
A? A? Now, Kawhi is none too happy
now
about...
Now you should do your Canadian voice and apologize for that joke.
Eh? Kawhi, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Kawhi is none too happy about being traded north of the border either. I don't blame him. I mean, things are a lot different in Canada than in the U.S. I mean, their accents are thicker, their bacon is thicker, their women are thicker. Now, he's not thrilled, though. I haven't seen someone that unhappy to see Raptors since a skeptical Jeff Goldblum. A Jurassic Park joke there.
I got it.
You'll get it.
I got it.
Now, a lot of people are down on Leonard for how he's acted in the last year, but this is such a stupid joke. But
how stupid is it?
I give him a break, though. Okay? I give Leonard a break. I mean, the guy had a rough upbringing and a dysfunctional family. Don't blame Kawhi, okay? Blame his brothers Kawhen and Kawhich, because they were...
You just answered stupid it was.
So now Toronto could have a lineup of Kawhi Leonard, Kyle Lowry, Serge Ibaka, Fred VanVleet, and OG Anunoby, which not only sounds like the names of a championship contender, but also sounds like the names of an unlicensed bootleg Star Wars film. Characters. Now, I never thought I'd say this, but poor Spurs. I mean, not only did they lose a superstar, but it turns out the all-star they thought they were getting in DeMar DeRozan was actually just Sacha Baron Cohen in a costume, which is amazing. Now, finally, did you guys see this story? This is a cool story.
I don't know what you're going to say.
Amos, you like when they do that on talk shows? Do you guys hear this story before they even...
Hey, see this story, huh? Yeah.
A mysterious 2,000-year-old black sarcophagus has been opened. Did you hear about this?
Somewhat,
yes. An amazing discovery, said archaeologists. An incredible learning tool, said scientists. Get the hell away from my bedroom, said Adam Silver. Look, sometimes you got to give the people what they want, Vince, okay? Even if it's obvious.
Vince called that.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? All right, that's
still a pretty funny joke.
It was actually your best.
Get away from my bedroom.
Thank you.
Sports Kebab with Jarrett Carlin every Friday. I enjoyed that.
It was good.
I was expecting a little bit more of a Luke Lipinski roast, but
the way
it started.
Yeah.
A little tension at the beginning. I like that. You can follow Jarrett on Twitter at Jarrett GC, JARRETTGC. Yes, there's T's and not a D.